Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
All right. Look at your neighbor and say, it's good to see you today. Yeah. I'd much rather be in heaven with y'all. But until then, we're here getting ready, people ready to go to heaven. Amen? Well, we've been excited a long time in our life. In fact, I was digging in the files not long ago. And I found a picture of a very young couple from the early 90s that were with us. And then they were with us over in the movie theater. And they've been, as we were plotting and strategizing, how will we do this? And we are in, we just come past Rosh Hashanah. We come into the new year. So you could actually celebrate two New Year's a year. One on January 1st. And then sometime in September, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the Jewish New Year and the feasts. And from time to time, we teach on the feasts. And so I thought here as we go into the fall feast, we were looking at plotting and strategizing how could we get Deacon Joy back with us. And the Lord's doing something in our hearts about turning our hearts towards Israel in a more effective way. And we're going to hear an opportunity where we can help. And this is really an answer to prayer to dovetail with some things that I've said in the last couple of weeks. And we didn't even sit down and plan that out. And so I just want to let you know at the end of the service, you're going to have an opportunity to respond again in giving because I want you to hear of their ministry and what's going on. And maybe the Lord would stir something up in you and you could go back to Easy Tithe today or a little bit later. Or there's something that you might want to do at the end of the service. But without any further ado, I just want to invite to the pulpit Brother Reverend Deke and Joy Silverman, would you welcome them here to once again at Vision Church?
Thank you, Pastor. Glory to God the highest. He is so good, isn't he? Praise God. Everyone just lift a hand and praise him one time. Thank you, Jesus. Lord is good. Praise God. Praise God. As a matter of fact, when we saw each other at District Council, it was your wonderful wife, Pastor Tasha, that says, we need to have them in the fall. That worked out so good. My name is Deke. Praise God. How many have not seen us before? Oh, a whole bunch of you. I am a Jewish believer. My father's family are Orthodox Jewish people from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I never heard the phrase born again till I was 20 years old. Never heard that phrase in my life. Hallelujah. I thank God somebody had enough nerve to tell me about Jesus. Year after I got saved, I discovered an Assembly of God church. How many have heard of those? I thought it was in Western Pennsylvania in the early to the late 70s. They were few and far between. Most people I knew never even heard of them. Told me about a Bible. I had already gone 2 years to college, and praise God, the Lord is good. So, went off to Bible school and went into full-time ministry. But this is my lovely wife, Joy. I met her in the ministry. You see, her name is Joy, and decades ago I asked God for a scriptural wife, and he gave me the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And she was raised Pentecostal. Now, how many have heard of those kind of people? You know what I'm saying? Her dad was a pastor in Macon, Georgia. There's unwritten rules. When you're the oldest daughter of a Southern Pentecostal preacher, you have to learn to play piano and sing soon after you walk. You understand what I'm saying? I said that to one Pentecostal preacher, and he goes, sometimes it's even before that. You know, the Joy, why don't you greet these wonderful people?
It means go. Hallelujah. What an awesome day to serve God. Amen. I love that great is thy faithfulness. We love your pastor and his wife. What a great job praise and worship was today. I was ministered to. Hallelujah. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or more shall gather in my name, I will be in the midst of them. But you know it originated. Today is the Feast of Sukkot. And we'll be learning a little bit more about that. But in Revelation, you know, it started with God and it will end with him. Amen. He said he'll have the first amen and the last. But it says, I will dwell with them as he tabernacles with us, is the true meaning of Sukkot. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and their God, and God will wipe away their tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. And that's true for us today. Amen. Let's just press into all that he has for us.
Praise God. This is an exciting song. The music we do is the Jewish Christian music. It's either super hand clapping or very worshipful. This was written by believers in Baltimore. We met decades ago when I heard their song. I said, someday we'll record that. Praise God. The middle verse is all in Hebrew, but it says this: bless the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and bless Jesus and receive him, O Israel. How many brought your hand clappers today? Come forth, my people. Song number 6. Thank you, Xavier. There's none coming through here.
Come forth, my people, with singing and dancing. Come forth, my people, with hearts full of joy. Come forth, my people, with trumpets and sin.
A little more music in here.
My people in praise of the Lord. Go forth, my people, with singing and dancing. Go forth, my people, and tell all the world that Jesus died and was risen in glory. Go forth, my people, in praise of the Lord. Baruch Hashem, Mashiach Yeshua. Baruch Adonai, Melech Haolam. Baruch Hashem, Haruach HaKodesh. Baruch Yeshua, O Yisrael. Come forth, my people, with singing and dancing. Come forth, my people, with uplifted hearts. Come forth, my people, with songs of thanksgiving. Come forth, my people, in praise of the Lord. La 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 la
la la la la. How many like to come forth singing, praising, giving God the glory? Listen to this last verse. He loves you so much. He's called you by name.
Come forth, my people, with singing and dancing. Come forth, my people, I call you by name. Come forth, my people, and sing of my blessing. Come forth, my people, in praise of the Lord. Come forth, my people, in praise of the Lord. Come forth, my people, in praise of the Lord.
Oh, God is good. I wasn't originally planning this next song, but during praise and worship, and earlier when I was in this area, God spoke to me as soon as I walked through those doors that this is the next song to do. The thing about Messianic Jewish music, it's almost all taken from Scripture. This is taken from Isaiah 61. How many believe he still gives beauty for ashes? The oil of joy for mourning. This is for some people today. The verses were written by a born-again, spirit-filled rabbi on Long Island, New York. People we've known for years. And the verses are prophetic. This will be song number 3, Beauty for Ashes. Thank you, brother. Lift a hand toward heaven one time. Just sense his presence.
For the Lord has appointed to them that mourn in Zion a time for them of peace for them. And the Lord has appointed to them that mourn in Zion To give to them. Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness
that we might be called the trees of righteousness. That we might be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. And the Lord has appointed a flame to burn in Zion, a light for them, of truth for them. And the Lord has appointed Messiah's return to Zion to give to them. To give to them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be called the trees of righteousness. We might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord.
Glory to God. Praise Him one more time in your own way. If you feel like lifting holy hands, go ahead. We give You glory, Lord. We praise Your holy name. You give beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That we might be called the trees of righteousness. That we might be called the trees of righteousness.
Yes, we are.
That we might be called the trees of righteousness. That we might be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord.
Oh, He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. As a matter of fact, Joy, I'm going to have you play a little bit later, if that's okay. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Did you want us to sing again? This is a beautiful time of the year. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. There's miracles in the house today. I asked Pastor, what time do you normally go to? He says, as long as we're done by 3. That gets everyone's attention. Everywhere I go. On evening services, I say midnight. I went, what? The Lord is good. Praise God. And all the time, God is good. Glory to God. In Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, all 7 feasts are introduced. What's amazing is, now you'll notice as I preach, I can't stand still. If I walk down here, it won't freak out the microphone. Good. You know why, don't you? How many have heard of the wandering Jews? You see, once it's in your blood, it never leaves. We just can't stand still. I've moved around all my life, especially when I'm preaching things of this nature. Praise God. Oh, He is good. Look at verse 23. This introduces Rosh Hashanah. And you can't talk about one fall feast without talking about all 3. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord for His word. Father, I thank You for Your word. Your word says it will never return void, but accomplish what You please and prosper where You send it. This day Your word is not returning void. It is accomplishing what You please. It's prospering in the hearts and the lives of the people at the sound of this voice in Jesus' name. And everybody said, now I can't help but start off with a Jewish story. Glory to God. We Jews love to tell stories about it, about ourselves. Supposedly, and how many have ever seen the picture of the ultra-Orthodox Jewish people? They call themselves Hasidim, which means saint. They dress only in black and white. As a matter of fact, the Quakers took their dress from them. And there's a story of one of them going to his friend. And with his Jewish accent, we used to witness in these areas in New York, when we were in ministry in New York. He says, Jaime, I need a favor. Jaime says, what is it, my friend? He says, I have a problem. He said, my son, he become a Christian. Jaime says, funny you should say that. For my son, he become a Christian. But I know what to do. I'll ask the rabbi. So he meets with the rabbi the next day. He says, Rabbi, I need your help. The rabbi says, well, how can I help you, my friend? He says, Rabbi, my son, he become a Christian. All of a sudden, the rabbi looks around and he says, funny you should say that. For my son, he become a Christian. Now, the head rabbi in those areas is called the Rebbe. In their area, he's kind of like the local pope. And he says, but I'll ask the Rebbe. He'll know what to do. Takes him 2 weeks to get an audience with the Rebbe. He meets him in the synagogue. And the Rebbe meets with him and says, you've waited a long time to see me, my friend. How can I help you? And he goes, oh, Rebbe, I'm so embarrassed to tell you this. But he said, my son, he become a Christian. The Rebbe looks around and says, funny you should say that. For my son, he become a Christian. But he says, I know what to do. I'll have everyone leave the synagogue, put guards by the doors, and I will pray to the Lord, and He will tell me. So he has everyone leave the synagogue, puts guards by the doors. No one bothers him. He's at the altar praying and praying. After about 20 minutes, the Rebbe cries out to God. He says, oh, Lord, help me. My son, he become a Christian. All of a sudden, the synagogue begins to shake, and a voice from heaven says, funny you should say that. See, the Lord can talk with a Jewish accent. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lift a hand toward heaven. How many believe God can move even in the middle of the service? Am I right? Praise God. Praise God. He is wonderful. Something God showed me for you, just right where you're at. Not only is He your strength, Rongo Shata, you already know this. There's no distance in the spirit realm. It is in my hands, says the Lord. Again, when the enemy tries to raise up his head, just as you've done, come against him. In that name above every name, the masterful name of Jesus, and praise me in advance. Those prayers are going a distance in different directions. This is for both of you. I heard this loud. Watch me work. Praise me in advance. You voiced these words. I don't know what else to say. God, we just need a miracle. I heard your cry. I've seen your obedience. I see your faithful walk. There are things happening you've not seen yet. Will the enemy try to intervene again? Yes. He'll try to make it look like nothing's happening. Just kick him in the teeth again. Roko Shandakai. And then praise me. Watch me work. I have already sent laborers in the harvest. Stand on that and praise me in advance. And Cindy, I saw as I was seeing that word, there's a strengthening from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You feel like you need to be in three places at one time sometimes. Just lift your hand. There's a miracle now. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. And I hear this rising up. How many believe He's still a miracle worker? How many believe Pentecost is still alive at an end? Am I right? And I heard these words, is this not confirmation? The Lord says, for the very things you sought me for in prayer. Praise God. He's answering prayer, doesn't he? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So you can understand the first four feasts. Excuse me, the fall feasts. I want to go over in about less than a minute the first four feasts. I don't have time to teach you on them in depth. A lot of times I'll come in the spring and do the first at least three feasts. And around the summer they ask for Pentecost. Praise God. The first feast is Passover. That was the calendar beginning of the year. Like he said, the Jews have two new years. Why settle for one? You know, they always want extra things. Praise God. They want to do things with interest. You see what I'm saying? And he loved that. Glory to God. Oh, the Lord is good. Passover is the beginning of the year. Here's what a lot of people don't know. Jesus died not just the day of Passover. There was 1 hour the Passover lamb was to be slain by, the ninth hour. He died that hour. How many think that's a little bit more in coincidence? He was buried that evening. Now, the Jews count days the same way they did since Abraham. When the sun goes down, it's the morning of the next day. How many knew that already? Who wants to know why? If you want to know why, lift your hand. In Genesis 1, when God created all 7 days, the evening was always first on all seven. There was evening, morning, and the next day. The reason I say that, Jesus was buried after the sun went down. Look at Mark 15. Praise God. And now evening had come. So it was already dark, and Joseph of Arimathea was still asking for the body. Why is that significant? Because that next day is a feast day, the feast of unleavened bread, where they celebrated the fact God had them rush out before they put yeast or leaven into the bread. And on that day, the head of the household is having the second Passover meal. It's fun to show the whole thing. Praise God. And he buries the middle piece of three pieces of matzah. How many think that's a little bit significant? The very night Christ was buried. They do that to this day. 3 days later, how many days was he in the earth? 3 days. Praise God. And sometime when I have time and on the feast, I'll explain why we do Friday night to Sunday morning. How many can count? Praise God. I still say celebrate Good Friday, Easter. Let people know our Savior died on a certain day. He was risen from the dead. 3 days later is another feast day, the Feast of First Fruits. All the children in the household get up early in the morning. At the same time, they're set free through the house many times. Relatives, cousins are over. The child that finds that middle piece of matzah gives it back to the head of the household. He then redeems it with a special present. To this day, that present is still called the gift of the Father. 50 days later is the Feast of Pentecost. How many have heard of that one? Shavuot, the original name. The phrase that they have for it literally means the giving of the law. When I went to Bible school, I was introduced to a Dake's Bible. His knowledge of Judaism rocked me. I thought, this guy is genius. He counted it. 50 days after they left Egypt was the day Moses came down from Sinai. Now, it's a longer, almost hour-long message, but I'm going to just cut to the quick. How many of you like to hear the highlights? Okay. How many remember there was fire on top of the mountain? What was on top of their heads in Acts 2:4, the first Pentecost in the new covenant? Fire. He comes down and gets mad. They're worshiping the golden calf. He says, everyone's going to walk the one true God. Come to me. And all the Levites and most of the other tribes did. There was a remnant by the golden calf. He then says, the Levites, draw your swords. Kill everybody by that golden calf. And I always ask how many died that day. Exodus 32:28 says, and the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the sword that day about 3,000 men. 1,500 years later, just about to the day the Holy Spirit falls on Pentecost, how many got saved? 2 Corinthians 3:6, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now there's a long summer period. We've already seen the first four feasts take place with Christ and the church. Y'all with me? We're living spiritually and on the scriptural calendar in that long summer period. Because the first fall feast, which we had in the beginning of the month, usually takes place in September. A lot of times it carries over into October. But Rosh Hashanah, it literally means the head of the year. We just read the scripture on that. Glory to God. Rosh Hashanah is a special time. It's the largest harvest of the year. Now, of course, the one we're experiencing today that begins today is Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, which I'll be telling you about, praise God, in just a moment. But Rosh Hashanah, when the Jewish nation walked with God, they had the greatest harvest, the greatest riches of any nation on the face of the earth. That enabled them to reach the Gentile nations. Gentile nations would send representatives, or sometimes the king himself would come with an entourage and want to know, how come you're so blessed? We don't have any of this. And when you read the scriptures, God told them, leave the corners for the Gentiles. You're so rich, you don't even need it. You've got more food than what you can handle now. And when they come, they wanted to tell them about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to God, the God who parted the Red Sea. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Now, what's unique about it prophetically, it parallels the rapture. I still believe in the rapture, and I know you do too. What is taught in Judaism? One of the days Rosh Hashanah took place in the Old Testament was when Joshua entered Jericho. Think about it. For 40 years, there was death in the desert. Nothing lived but them. Food came supernaturally. Water came supernaturally. Praise God. He kept them alive. Glory. When those walls came, you see, 40 years later, when they entered Jericho. Am I talking too fast? My wife says sometimes I talk too fast. Is everybody, am I doing okay, baby doll? Praise God. Because I want to get it all in. Jericho was historically, if not the, one of the most beautiful parts of the world, the known world at the time. After 40 years in the wilderness, he wanted them to see nothing but extreme beauty. Supposedly it had oasis and plant life and everything, almost like a paradise. The trumpet sounded on that seventh day. The walls fell. They left the death of the earth behind them. They walked in to paradise. Someday that trumpet's going to sound. Come on, friends. I don't care if there's a football game on. I'll still be ready to go. I'm not going to say, send me the DVD. Glory to God. We'll leave the death of the world behind us. Walk into heavenly paradise. 10 days later, then they have 10 days of AWE. That means 10 days to sum up all the sins you committed for the whole year. Somebody hear what I'm saying? Because when Yom Kippur comes, you do nothing but fast and present yourself to God and you confess every sin. And that was the only day of the year the high priest entered through those curtains. What was unique about that? You could only go in. If he went out those curtains, he died. And there was a path carved out, beautiful path, a hallway like a, through the rocks where he exited. They found that about 30 years ago. Praise God. And if he was pure and truly repentive, he lived. When he walked through there, he had rope around his vest. Many people say bells at the bottom of his vesture. Because if he died and they heard that sound, they had to pull him back out. If they went in to get him, they died. The presence of God was special. I still believe we need to be in awe of the presence of God. He had 2 vials of blood he poured at the foot of the altar, one for his own sins, one for the sins of Israel. It was a covering. Not a cleansing. That was the difference. And he would come back out and for one more year, their sins were forgiven. Their sins were covered. Then 5 days later comes the Feast of Tabernacles. I love this. All the harvest has been brought in. Everybody from all over Israel would come down. Their bills are paid. Everything's covered. It was the greatest buffet in history. You had, during those 7 days, actually there's an 8th day added to it, but I'll explain that. For 7 days, you had to do 2 things. You had to worship God in the temple. You with me? 3 times a day. And the second one's even tougher. You had to feast. How many could handle that? Greatest buffet in history. And of course, that's scriptural. How many read where it says to buffet your body? You know, I've never heard a Christian disagree with me on that. Who are we to say it has to be pronounced buffet every time? Glory to God. Look at verse 33. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month So it'll be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days, you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord on the eighth day. You shall have a holy convocation. That eighth day to this day is called Simchat Torah. They praise God that they've read through their scriptures the whole year. So it's 8 days of nothing but celebrating, praise dances. It is exciting. The rabbis have said, if you've never been in Israel during the Feast of Tabernacles, you don't know what true rejoicing is. My wife and I were on a tour in the late 80s, and the believers, the born-again Israelis, asked us to join in, sing, and be part of a major messianic Feast of Tabernacles. They rented out a theater. Hundreds of people came. It was beautiful. This is the one I wanted to concentrate on. This was the first Thanksgiving. It was Israel's Thanksgiving. You can find this out in history, even though the schools don't want to tell you about this. When the pilgrims, the Puritans, they all came to America, they were very religious people. When they found peace with the Native Americans, they patterned that first Thanksgiving after the Feast of Tabernacles. They felt what better pattern to go by. And that's why, of course, theirs went on for 2-3 weeks. Praise God, I could handle turkey that long. Glory to God. The reason they chose turkey, it was native to North America, not to Europe. Glory to God. God wanted them to celebrate the fact that He provided shelters for them in the desert, in the wilderness. To this day, they build little shelters, praise God, outside of many of the homes in the Jewish communities. It's so beautiful, and it's so wonderful, and they tell the story every night about what God did for them. And the reading is Psalm 91, and there's a reason for this. How many know not every psalm was written by David? He wrote probably 3/4 of them. Some of them were written by Solomon, some by the chief musician. They attribute three, they being the Orthodox Jews, they attribute 3 psalms to Moses. And Psalm 91 is one of them. The Hebrew style is that it is said parallels Torah. How many know Torah's Pentateuch, which was written by Moses? And they read every year the first 2 verses. Praise God, this is a sermon in itself. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Over 15, how many, who wants a little Hebrew lesson? I know your pastor loves this. Over 1,500 times are the names of God mentioned in the Psalms alone. But twice, and only twice, is Shaddai or El Shaddai mentioned. Whether it's Shaddai or El Shaddai, it means the same thing. It was purposely used almost exclusively for the power of God, tearing down every obstacle and bringing freedom and victory to His people. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell, hallelujah, abide under the shadow of Shaddai. This is one of the 2 places it's used. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. There needs to be a whole lot of trust in the wilderness. The Jews teach Moses had a congregation of between 3 and 6 million people. And the Jewish community loves to add certain jokes. How many know people can disagree? Unlike today, back then some people disagreed with each other. And they say maybe he held stock in Excedrin. This was one of 3 great occasions. You had every Jewish male 13 years and up had to present himself in the presence of God. Passover and Pentecost were the other 2. But I want to search my notes and cut to the quick. Praise God. There were 2 major things that took place on that day. During every day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot is the Hebrew name, when they would worship God, usually around first, second service, the high priest would be up there, they'd be praising, shouting. To his one side, you're going to love this, was a priest with a large golden vessel held gallons of water that was used for this occasion every year. When he gave the notion, the point, he would run down to the pool of Siloam. How many remember that pool in Scripture? An angel would touch it, someone would be healed. They felt that that was holy water. He'd come back with those gallons of water, and he'd pour it at the foot of the altar. They had irrigation back then. They had pipes that flowed underneath the temple that moved out into the brook of Kedron that spread it all over Jerusalem. And they would shout and praise God. There was no time limit. Well, I thought for sure I got one but I felt like there should be some amens on that. They praised until they felt it was time to stop. And they shouted, ah, but on the seventh day, back in the Old Testament days, and to this day, it is always called the great day of the Lord. It was the last day of all the feasts. Glory to God. On that seventh day, something special happened. When that priest came back with the gallons of water, the other side of the altar was another priest with the same vessel filled with fermented wine used for this purpose. And they would pour the water and the wine together at the foot of the altar. And they would shout. I mean shout. And praise God. Hallelujah. Even to this day, when if you're in Israel during that time, it is so exciting. You can't stand still. How many of you felt like your feet were moving? Glory to God. And they would praise God for two major things. The first point had two messages to it, both natural and spiritual. Thank you, Lord, for the rain, the natural rain on our crops this next year. And then they would say, please pour it also on the Gentiles. Let them see what we have in you. And then they would say, we're thirsty, Lord. Can you remember that phrase I just said? Please, we're thirsty, Lord. Quench our spiritual hunger. And then the second point, they would thank God for someday sending Messiah, setting us free. Hallelujah. On that day, at that hour, the man named Jesus Christ moved up to the pulpit and gave a speech. How many want to hear what he had to say? Well, we're running out of time. I would love to. We Jews are jokers. It sounds like an airplane. John 7:37. I love to have the joy of the Lord. Isn't it good to have the joy of the Lord? John 7:37. Glory to God. I thought I had a Bible marker in there. It says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, you hear that? Let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers. Everybody say rivers of living water. He's prophesying. Look at the next verse. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given. Hallelujah, because Jesus was not yet glorified. He prophesied. That day is now. You're crying out for thirst. How many have at least one relative you'd love to shake and say, will you wake up? Relative, friend, somebody you work with. Jesus was trying to get their attention. You that are thirsting, I'm here. And soon I'm going to quench your spiritual thirst if you believe in me. Hallelujah. You're crying out, Father, send Messiah. We thank you in advance. I'm here. Yeah. And I'm going to conquer death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. 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 Lift a hand toward heaven right now. Praise God. Thank you, honey. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. I believe miracles are happening. Praise God. Praise God. What Cindy prayed for family. Yes, we can pray for others, but right now, it struck my heart. I heard that earlier as I came in. We need family members turned around for Jesus. My daughter, who's 29, just flew in last night. She loves us, respects us, but she's not where she needs to be with God. She needs a miracle. How many have family members? How many still believe in miracles? How many believe we can kick the devil in the teeth? In the name, how many believe he's still defeated under our feet in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe miracles are happening. Believe God with me as I pray. Father, the first thing I'm going to do is come against the devil. Jesus said he's a liar. Hallelujah. Jesus said he's the one. He, the devil, is the only one that comes to steal and kill and destroy. How many believe that? If Jesus said it, let's kick the devil in the teeth. Father, in Jesus' name, we come against every power of darkness that's trying to blind our unsaved or barely saved or backslidden relatives. In Jesus' name, I believe for a miracle. Satan, get your hands off of them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray laborers in the harvest to reach them. And Holy Spirit, thank you for touching them supernaturally in Jesus' name. Lift a hand toward heaven. Just play the song about miracles, Lord. I mean, Joy. Praise, I call her Lord almost. Kadada, kadada, she. You're great. You do miracles. So great. Young man, stand up right where you are. It's okay. The Lord says, my wisdom is yours. Just stay right there. Just stay right there. Hotako, from this moment on, spirit of wisdom and revelation that Paul prayed for the children of Ephesus, in Jesus' name, it's yours. Expect greater things. He's still your supply. Just as I was there in years and days gone by, just as I heard the Lord saying, just as I supplied in ways you didn't even plan, I am your supply. And he's turning things around for his glory. Strength in Jesus' name. I'm not going to call you to the front. How many came here? Because we're going over just a bit. But Pastor said it was. I got permission from the man of God earlier. If you need a miracle, this is you personally. This doesn't mean you're backslid or out of fellowship with God or don't know how to pray. Or how many don't understand that? You're in a circumstance where you need a miracle. God is moving. Just continue to play, Joy. She's my psalmist. Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, stand up, sweet gal. Not only is his strength yours, your prayers have gone forth with power. It seems like the enemy's tried to rob you in every way. Oh, there's a strengthening from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Your joints, your bones, I'm seeing them healed right now. I'm seeing you do what you couldn't do before. I don't know what it is. I'm just seeing joints rejuvenated, cartilage, strength. How many believe he's still a healing Jesus? Healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' name. God's not done yet. The jawbone, the mouth, the teeth, everything. Healed in Jesus' name. If you have arthritic symptoms, whether it's been called arthritis or not, stiffness, pain, or swelling in your joints, stand right where you're at. Don't stand for somebody else. This is you. Stand right where you're at. If you can't stand, just wave a hand. He's taken your infirmities. As I was praying for her, I saw it lifting this place. We're seeing miracles across the country. Hallelujah. He's taken your infirmities and bore your sicknesses by the stripes of Jesus. You've been healed. The Lord's saying, do what you couldn't do before. Some of you, you'll feel the total healing right away. Some of you, it takes a little longer. It's okay. Do what you couldn't do before. Move your elbow, your neck, your shoulder. Oh, look at that healing in this place. Hallelujah. Just expect it. Those legs are healed, sister. The knees. Am I right? The knees? I can't see you moving your knees. Your hip, it's healed. I see the whole lower portion. There's a healing coming all over you. Praise God. It's happening to others. You can all be seated just for a moment. You can be seated. It's okay. Glory to God. Anybody else need a healing in any area, just raise your hand. by the stripes of Jesus. How many believe those scriptures are still alive? You have been healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing that one time, Joy.
You deserve the glory.
How many believe he deserves the glory?
And the honor.
Lord, we give you the glory and honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory.
All the glory.
I believe in healing. Pentecost is alive. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. But how many know the greatest miracle is still salvation? And I ask this everywhere I go. Every hand down just for a moment. So don't anybody think I'm zeroing in on you. You never know when a visitor comes. But a month ago I was ministering at a Messianic Jewish congregation in Fort Worth. And a young Jewish couple came. Wanted to find out more about it. Sat in the second row. Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. We see people getting saved across the country. If you're here this morning, maybe a friend brought you, maybe you've been here a few times, you're not sure you're saved. Let me put it this way. If you're not sure that if Jesus were to come back before the service ends that you'd go to be with him, if you're not sure you're right with God and you want to be sure, raise your hand so I can see it. Is there anyone? Praise God. Even people at the sound booth are saved. I'll tell you, isn't it? Let's everybody just lift a hand and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Joy. Praise God. Praise God. Stay there at the piano, honey. Praise God. Just before we take the love offering, how many feel loving today? One of the things my wife and I are doing, this was presented to our life. We've been supporting missions in Israel for 40 years. But a year ago in August, two ministries approached us with a heavy need. They are feeding Holocaust survivors in Israel. The average age is 84. Almost all of them were kids when this took place. Some of them are over 100. Some of them were young in their 70s. They saw the atrocities take place. Praise God. Praise God. Brother, could you do me a favor? Back on my table, there's red Bibles. Could you run and get me one real quick? Thanks so much. We need a miracle to see it happen. With one group, I met him at General Council of the Assemblies of God a year ago, August, and I knew what he was saying. The need is overwhelming. This is Israeli statistics. There's over 160,000 Holocaust survivors. Oh, I just wanted you to bring one. That's okay. Praise God. There's over 160,000 survivors still living in Israel. One out of four is destitute. They're feeding Holocaust survivors, getting them places to live. Now, this is exact things I asked them so I can tell the churches. They're giving them free dental and denture care to the max. And trying to give as many of them free medical care as they can. God is so good. How many believe you and I can make a difference? I have said this money that comes in above our expenses, but actually I've always said for years, money that comes in above our expenses, we send to missions in Israel, but it's not totally true. We give more than that. Just, in July, I was at a meeting, and right before the offering they were taken, I was saying to God, I know they need more, but I don't have it. Well, we have an emergency fund. When you travel, you need an emergency fund. And as sure as I'm here, the Lord spoke and said, take the money out of your emergency fund. Just still have some left. Immediately, I told my wife, honey, we got to take it out of the emergency fund. And we sent checks to Israel to feed specifically the Holocaust survivors. You believe we can make a difference?
Yeah, praise God. You'll be able to hear me okay without this. This is called the Quick Stand Bible. I know the fact. It's the King James Version, but it's emboldening the meat of the verses. They were one of the gist of what they did. Did you read any gospel? Every $100 given
as I said, the average age is 84. No matter how prophetic the land is and it's becoming a nation, they need Jesus. How many believe that? There's already a congregation of over 100 of them that have found Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? It's a drop in the bucket. The need is overwhelming. And we'll continue to give more than that comes in. Praise God. Pay our tithes, pay our bills, and then pay whatever we can to get it over there. How many would join with us? Praise God. If you ain't got a check, just make it out to the churches before I give it to the pastor. And for those that don't know how to spell million, well, I hear it still has two L's, does it? And thousand is T-H-O-U. The O comes before the U. Am I right, sister? They didn't change it while I was sleeping. I'll pray you let God. Listen, Jesus said, given it shall be given unto you. How many remember that? But how many remember what God told Abraham? I'll bless them that bless thee. I'll just say this real quick. I don't believe in begging and pleading. We have heard testimony upon testimony of people whose lives were changed when they gave to Israel. Praise God. Pastor, is there something you wish to say, Finans?
If you want to go through Easy Tithe, I've added Deacon Joy there. And so you can give. And it's there and available. I was able to already give to that. And something that's in my heart is we need to find some direct ways to be a blessing to the people of Israel. And as that's been on my heart, to hear Deke share that, that just jumps within my spirit, that we could bless those folks that need some help in Israel, and then that we can build a bridge to them and see them one. We're included in Christ because what God has done in Israel. And these people are the ones to whom all of this was given, and they just let it pass by. And we've been blessed. We've been included, haven't we?
Yes.
And now we have an opportunity to really bless them. What an earthly, powerful promise. I'd do that if it just cost me because of God's promise to them. We want to see them reached. And so I just want to encourage you to give this morning. And I think the guys are ready to come. If they'll come to the front, we'll pray. And Joy will play wonderfully. And we just thank you so much for bringing the joy of the Lord. Oh, yeah. If you could run those pictures of Sukkot up here on the presentation as we give. And then we'll pray a blessing over you and we'll go. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this opportunity. What a great opportunity to sow seed and to give bread and to help those that have been so drastically affected. They're Israelis. They're people of Judah and Simeon, Issachar and Naphtali and Dan. And they have promises ringing in their background. Lord, we want to see that come to the foreground and be illuminated by your Spirit thank you for an opportunity to partner with you, partner with Deacon Joy and their hearts as you have drawn them out and you have sent them back in. Lord, we thank you and ask your grace and your peace and your blessing in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Let's all stand to our feet together, and you have something you'd like to share real quick as far as what you have at the table,
yes,
and then I'm going to ask you to speak a blessing over us, and we'll be done.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. I have a tape series on the seven feasts. I already sold one already, and they're only $20. It's about 4 hours of teaching. I did it at one of the Bible schools. There's one on the Power, Praise, and Worship also. Of course, you saw the T-shirts and all. These are Israeli prayer shawls that I get. On TV, every ministry that's selling prayer shawls, it's at least $100 plus shipping and handling. How many know this Jew is going to give you a deal? Let's just face the... On the outside, this is the case. I wanted ones with cases. It has one of the original first church symbols. The menorah, attached the star David, attached the fish for fishers of men. The tassels, everything's so beautiful when you open it up. They're either blue and white or purple and white, the original colors representing the sky and the clouds. And the gold stripes represent the rays of the sun. Praise God. Flat, $50. No tax. Glory to God. You can get it in blue or purple, whichever is best. And just before I say the final blessing, let me say this. Let's say you need three or four or five items at the table. You don't quite have enough. I've done it already. Don't worry about it. You can always Gentile me down. See, Pastor, I was taught about the Gentiles. Let me say the prayer.
God bless you.